You're listening to SBS News.
It's been long thought Australia's population boom is affecting the daily commute for the worse. But according to Australian Public Policy Research Centre, the Grattan Institute, that is not the case. Marion Terrell is the Institute's Transport Program Director. She says commute distances have barely changed over the 5 years to 2016.
So the media reports are often saying things like the cities are grinding to a halt, we've got terrible gridlock, we're going to have to stop population growing or stop migration. But in reality, it's true that we're more crowded and congested than we used to be. But what seems to be happening is that people are making all sorts of adaptations so that their commutes are still tolerable.
Ms. Terrell says many people have either moved to be closer to their job or have taken a job closer to where they live.
The CBDs typically have about 15% of the jobs in the city, and then other employment centres like Parramatta, for example. For Sydney, it's a second CBD, but it's only got 2.3% of Sydney's jobs. And 3/4 of all jobs are spread right over the city. That's true for Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, Adelaide and Brisbane. What it means is that people are not all converging on the one place. What they're doing is they're going from wherever they live to jobs that are spread all over the city. And it allows us to get more use out of the infrastructure that we already have.
Cities and Populations Minister Alan Tudge disputes the research findings. He's issued a statement saying travel times are getting slower. To suggest otherwise is fanciful. Mr. Tudge says the federal government is examining how to take population pressure off our fast-growing cities. Australian cities are growing and efforts are being made to improve the public transport within them. For example, in Sydney, commuters have been thrown into traffic and transport chaos following the 7-month closure of a popular rail line, which is due to be upgraded. New South Wales Transport Minister Andrew Constance says it's part of an $8.3 billion investment to introduce the next generation of metro trains to the city.
People know that obviously the short-term pain that they're experiencing, we're well underway in terms of the work to deliver what will be an incredible world-class metro, which is why we've obviously had to make these changes, these temporary changes with the Epping to Chatswood rail link.
Many commuters are feeling the pain.
Stuck in traffic, there's so full of people, you have to wait in a queue single file just to get on the bus in the first place. It's crazy.
Others say it's to be expected.
That's also a problem that's faced by a lot of major cities around the world, so I think it's important we also keep that in perspective.
Natasha Kallios, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.